We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Now. Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes. Exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just, that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
How in the world did a raccoon get...
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
Or is it mutt tonight? It's mutt.
The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Here we go. It's a Friday, just after noon 30. That means it's week in review time. And we start on Monday. The players, Dale, had the day off.
They
but
did.
Doesn't mean that we still didn't talk with Trey Flowers and James White, who have been our guests all year long, every single Monday.
Can we take responsibility for their fine performances so far?
Yeah, they've been their two best players, and so you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And we usually do the interviews in person, Dale. This one happened to be done over the phone.
Oh, good. Let's replay this part.
I think you can know why that we do them in person.
We're doing great, thank you. Congratulations on the win yesterday. It went so well the first time. Let's make sure we replay it, Keith. You dope.
You want to hear it again, Dale?
No,
you
I'm
want
good.
To hear it one more time? Yeah,
we're doing great, thank you. Congratulations on the win yesterday.
So this Monday,
I had no idea what he said.
I just continued. I'm sure it was very nice. I'm sure he was very nice. But it actually got better though. It was one of those weird ones where it really did. That was the worst part. It did get better.
As we said on that day, he had the James Jones phone, realized
yes.
he likes you guys,
yes.
and then kind of moved around.
Now, Ian had something. He called in on Monday. This was something I wasn't prepared for, trying to make the case that Kansas City doesn't have that big of a home field advantage.
I think the temperature this coming Sunday is really going to impact things against the Chiefs in terms of Mahomes playing in that weather. He never has. And the crowd isn't used to coming out to the stadium.
Do you guys make any sense of that? The crowd is not used to coming out to the stadium.
They generally come out all the time.
I feel like it's pretty crowded there.
And they're loud.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way you gain any advantage, if it was frigid, and apparently it's not going to be that bad,
yeah.
was that you don't clap as loudly with mittens or gloves on, but
right.
that's about it. They can
so
still
maybe.
Yell
they're
really
gonna
loud.
They're going to be screaming, trying to stay warm. So Ian thinks the fans aren't used to going to the games. Glenn, meanwhile, had a different spin on who might be at this game Sunday.
The crowd issue is going to be in Kansas City because they're going to be mainly Chiefs fans.
Whoa.
Do you guys think?
No.
Do you guys agree with
Mind.
That at all?
Blown.
No.
You don't agree with that? I think there's a chance.
Somebody said there was 14% of the tickets were on sale at
yeah.
various outlets around. So, you know.
I would still say Glenn is correct.
He's got
it will be
I think
mainly
he's right.
Chiefs
I think it's going to be mainly Chiefs fans.
I think he's 81% right.
Yeah, pretty good,
right?
though. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Also on Monday, we had Rob Ninkovich in, as we do every single Monday. And you can tell the chemistry between me and Rob is through the roof as we try to do a little role play.
They're asking me a question as if like I've played. Ready? I'm Rob Ninkovich, the player.
What do you mean, Rob Ninkovich?
Like, I'm Rob Ninkovich, a player, not retired.
Yeah, it didn't really work. We tried it.
The premise
we
was tried strong, Keith. You couldn't keep up.
No, I couldn't. We were talking about Brian Flores. Next thing you know, he's like, pretend I'm Rob Ninkovich, the player. I was like, what? You are a player.
So,
I mean, I don't know what's going on.
So you're not into role playing?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am, but
really?
I didn't have a
French
willing,
maid and the bombardier.
I need a willing partner on
do
the other
tell.
Side. I don't want to force
He was willing.
Anything.
He invited you.
No, I know he did. I wasn't prepared. The lights were on, Steve. I don't know what to do.
You panicked.
I got very nervous.
You panicked.
Like, go to break, yeah. Rossi. I don't know what I'm doing.
Sounds like a premature break.
That's correct. That's
okay.
correct, Steve.
Right.
That's exactly what it was. Now, we've been trying to break this game down all week long, and we're going to pick the game coming up before the end of the hour. This is something I had not thought of. Tyreek Hill, very, very fast. Fastest guy in the league. We had a caller on Tuesday suggest maybe this way to slow him down.
The
the thought I had was putting James White on Tariq Hill.
Oh, my God. Huh? You had me right up until that, Dean. You really did. I think this is... No, you got Dean.
Troy Brown.
Dean, he's never done it.
Come
he doesn't
on,
do
Dean,
it.
Dean, really?
Come on.
He's been playing football his whole career. What do you mean he's never done it?
He's played offense his whole career.
And now you're going to ask him? Yeah, you got to ask him. Are we even going to entertain this or just move on?
No, well,
move
I mean,
on. That is ridiculous.
The James White should
James
cover?
White on Tyreek Hill. I bet that'd go well.
But then this was his defense.
Troy Brown.
Like, he was waiting for us to hang up on him. He's like, no.
Troy Brown.
I was tuned in for that one. That was
Troy
awesome.
Brown. Don't forget. You guys are forgetting Troy Brown. It's like we're not forgetting.
Nope.
We're not forgetting Troy Brown. We also went to one of our favorites. I believe this was actually Mike who wanted to talk about the quantum realm earlier today.
Good calls always.
It is a false count anywhere Friday, to be fair. He was trying to...
No, Dale, you got to give it...
Dale, he wanted the Fantastic Four in the MCU. He had a way of doing it. But on earlier in the week, he called in, and it was kind of hard to hear him. And he might have been distracted a little bit in his car.
Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike.
Stupid or something.
Mike!
Sorry.
Mike, who are you yelling at? What's the problem there?
Traffic.
I hear you. Yeah, you know how that goes. Now, Tom Brady, let's just jump into this. Tom Brady, we talked about his Instagram and everything else, but this time was in Kansas City. We had a gentleman down there. This is probably the best version of Chiefs trash talk that we've gotten this week.
I am here in Kansas City.
Good. Boots on the ground.
Doing some work. Oh, amen. And my daughter just sends me a text that says, hey, look at this at the church. Tom Brady's retirement party Sunday night.
At the church?
Really?
How are
they going to get the church involved with this?
Come
That's
on
unbelievable.
Now.
Brady's retirement party seems like a real slam.
We should leave the secular realm to itself, don't
yes.
you think?
I think so. This
I don't
is football,
think God takes
else.
Sides.
No, I don't think so
And
either.
If he did, it, we'd take Tom Brady's side
Clearly,
anyway.
Yes, so. For a while. Yeah, that's definitely
And is
true.
That church trying to get people to go
I don't
to the
it.
Church?
Well, in Kansas City, they will.
Are they but actually going to have a party?
Yeah, like, would you go to church for Tom Brady's retirement?
I don't know. Oh, so we also had a gentleman call in this week, and we're not going to play the whole thing, but he called in, and he was comparing the Week 6 game in which the Patriots won 43-40. The game was tied at 40 late in the game.
Yes.
And he compared that to the Chargers game in the divisional round.
This has nothing to do with the Chargers game. Don't mention the Chargers game to me.
So that was a mature response by me.
Well done. Well played, sir.
0-60 in like
I didn't get it.
This has nothing to do with the Chargers game.
So anyway, that prompted...
I'm not actually sure if the guy had an argument or not.
No, he didn't, but
it's you were yelling at him.
Well, yeah, it's insane to compare the two, but I don't want to dwell on that. But that led Bill to call in. He had a safety question.
Dale, do you know CPR? Because I think Keith's going to have a heart attack.
There are times when I... Now, I'm not doing mouth-to-mouth, I'll tell you right
come on,
now.
You might have to.
I will pounce on his chest a couple of times if need be.
All right.
So that's
that could
as far
happen.
As I'm willing to
that,
go to
that
save
could,
you.
Well, that'd be nice. That would still help me a little bit. Now, yesterday I was listening to OMF, and they were
talking. As we always do.
They mm-hmm. were talking about movie sequels.
Oh, I know. I heard this.
They were talking about movie sequels.
I heard.
And then they got into comedy sequels, and they were talking about how the comedy sequels aren't as good as the original, which is true just about every single time. And one caller brought up a group of movies that I love. These guys clearly didn't know what he was talking about.
So just to give you guys a movie real quick, right? Friday. Next Friday and Friday after next.
Okay.
Well, I mean, again.
I hate those Friday movies.
Me too.
I hated the Halloween movies. Halloween movies do the same thing.
Friday is a series of movies starring Ice Cube.
Yep.
The first one had Chris Tucker in it as the sidekick, Smokey. And then Mike Epps' Day-Day was his cousin, was in the next two movies. He immediately goes to Halloween. He's obviously thinking of Friday the 13th. Those guys had no idea. And they were talking about comedy
Friday,
sequels.
Next Friday, yeah. Last Friday.
Right, yep. Friday after next. But he was thinking Friday the 13th. And I was just like, I almost drove off the road. And nobody corrected him. Nobody said a word.
We've noticed that. Maybe this could be a special part of Week in Review, how Glenn will say something, and I don't know if Lou and Christian are so beaten down, or they never
or
interrupt
they've
him.
Stopped listening to him.
Oh, what, like this?
The crowd issue is going to be in Kansas City, because they're going to be mainly... Chiefs fans.
Those guys didn't say a word. No, they were just like, yeah, you're right.
You got to jump all over that.
You got to scream at him. Steve, you work with him every week.
Oh, my God.
If he says something like that.
Throw a bone out there and you're just, you're all over. You're jumping on it. It's not even a question.
Absolutely.
Yep, not even a question.
Now, this week has been dominated by Patriots and Chiefs talk. Yesterday, we did take a little bit of a detour to talk about Kyrie Irving. My once favorite Celtic is no more as he told everybody that he called Braun to apologize to him. So now apparently he's best friends with LeBron James. Oh, and oh, by the way.
Oh, you handled it well.
I did. I handled it very mature. Almost as mature as the guy who brought up the Chargers.
The record show, January 17th, no longer my favorite player. Give me Brad Wanamaker over Kyrie Irving.
He called LeBron to apologize.
Oh, God. Wait a minute.
No!
Wait. Let me try to salvage this for you.
I feel like Anakin Skywalker at the end of Revenge of the Sith. No! You were my favorite player, Kyrie. You threw it in the trash.
Well, wait. Let me try to salvage it.
There's
let
no
me
be, way, Dale.
Let me be the peacemaker
I'm
here.
Sorry, LeBron.
Let me drag you back.
Oh!
Because you're focusing
on
the
cup. Give me a bucket in here. I need a bucket. I am sick to my stomach. It's coming out both ends.
Dale, you didn't stand a chance.
That was
bad. By the way, Brad Wanamaker's number 9, if you're looking to get his
I love that number.
His jersey.
That was my high school football number.
Well,
I'm in. Number 9 it is. Brad Wanamaker. Again, it's probably going to have to be a build your own on the website. I don't think they'd sell him in the pro
shop. I heard you going off about that. You were 100% correct, too.
Thank
that
you, Steve.
Just, oh, I didn't like it either.
I love Steve.
Absurd.
Love Steve.
I mean, that was,
Steve's
I mean,
right about everything.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wait
yes
a minute.
He loves Keith's
honey,
keys,
honey,
and he agrees with me on Kyrie. What more can you do?
Honey, did you hear that? I know you're listening. All right. She's not buying it.
No.
I just got a text. No, he's not. Damn, she's quick.
And so, yeah, that'll. I think that's it. That's the Week in Review.
617-779-7937. We will give you our picks for this weekend coming up in just a few minutes. We will talk to Michael Irvin at the top of the hour. We'll go to Gillette for Tom Brady's press conference at 1:30. But first, Keith, DEFCON 1.
DEFCON 1?
Bill Smith has his dog here again.
Oh, so I'll see you guys.
See you guys later.